Good evening. Welcome to Stations of the Cross, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Eric Miller, the priest in charge of St. Saviour's Parish, Cat Island. I will be assisted by the Reverend Shatan Thompson, assistant curate at Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau, and also the Reverend Deacon Peter Ferguson, assistant curate at St. Christopher's Church, Lyford Quay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We will glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ,
in whom is our salvation, our life, and resurrection.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests, with the elders and scribes, and the whole council held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And they all condemned him and said, "He deserves to die." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Then he handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. God did not spare his own son,
but delivered him up for all of us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
At the cross a station keeping, stood a mournful mother weeping, where he hung the dying Lord.
The second station, Jesus takes up his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he opened not his mouth. Worthy is the lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
For the transgressions of my people was he stricken.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
For a soul of joy bereaved,
bowed with anguish deeply grieved, felt the sharp and piercing sword.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God. Surely he has borne our griefs
and carried our sorrows.
Let us pray. O God,
you know us to be set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of the frailty of our nature, we cannot always stand upright. Grant us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed, now was she the mother blessed of the soul begotten one.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
To what can I liken you? To what can I compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What likeness can I use to comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning will be ended. A sword will pierce your own soul also, and fill your heart with bitter pain. Let us pray. O God, who will that in the passion of your Son, a sword of grief should pierce the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, mercifully grant that your Church, having shared with her in his passion, may be made worthy to share in the joys of his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Deep the woe of her affliction when she saw the crucifixion of our ever-glorious Son.
The fifth station. The cross is laid on Simon of Cyrene. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
As they led Jesus away, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me
cannot be my disciple.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father,
whose blessed Son came not to be served, but to serve, bless all who follow in his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the love of him who laid down his life for us, your Son,
our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who on Christ their mother gazing, pierced by anguish so amazing, born of woman, would not weep.
The sixth station. A woman wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
We have seen him with no beauty or majesty, with no looks to attract our eyes. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. His appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of men. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
Let us pray.
O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Who on Christ their mother thinking, such a cup of sorrow drinking, would not share her sorrows deep.
The seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. But as for me, I am a worm and no man,
scorned by all and despised by the people.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God,
in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
For his people sins chastised, she behold the Son despised, scorned and crowned with thorns entwined.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Then followed after Jesus a great multitude of the people, and among them were women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. They who sow with tears
will weep with songs of joy."
Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord,
to mourn the sins of which it is guilty, and to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of your iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
saw him then from judgment taken, and in death by all forsaken, till his spirit he resigned.
The ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. He has besieged me and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead of long ago. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. Remember, O Lord, my affliction and bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
And like a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he opened not his mouth.
Let us pray. O God,
by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
O good Jesus, let me borrow something of thy mother's sorrow. Font of love, Redeemer kind.
The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink, mingled with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And they divided his garments among them by casting lots. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. They gave me gall to eat.
And when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink."
Let us pray. Lord God,
whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
That my heart refrain again, and a purer life attaining, may with the acceptance find.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they came to the place which is called the skull, there they crucified him. And with him they crucified two criminals, one on the right, the other on the left, and Jesus in between them. And the scripture was fulfilled which said, "He was numbered with the transgressors." They pierce my hands and my feet.
They stare and gloat over me.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretch out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us with your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you,
for the honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
at the cross a station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, where he hung the dying Lord.
The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And then, crying with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he bowed his head and handed over his spirit. Christ for us became obedient unto death,
even death on the cross.
Let us pray. O God,
who for our redemption gave us your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
For a soul of joy bereaved, bowed with anguish deeply grieved, felt the sharp and piercing sore.
The 13th station. The body of Jesus is placed in the arms of his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
All you who pass by, behold and see if there's any sorrow like my sorrow. My eyes are spent with weeping. My soul is in tumult. My heart is poured out in grief because of the downfall of my people. Do not call me Naomi, which means pleasant. Call me Mara, which means bitter, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Her tears run down her cheeks,
and she has none to comfort her.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ,
by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake. Amen.
For all sad and sore distress, now was she that mother blessed of the soul begotten one.
The 14th station. Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb. You will not abandon me to the grave,
nor let your Holy One see corruption.
Let us pray. O God, Your blessed Son was laid in the tomb in the garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we who have been buried with him in the water of baptism may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Deep the woe of her affliction when she saw the crucifixion of our ever-glorious Son.
Good evening. I am Father Eric Miller, priest in charge of St. Saviour's Parish, Kett Island. Today, here at St. Agnes Anglican Church, you would have journeyed with us through the devotions of the Stations of the Cross, where we recount the last moments before the death of Jesus, his humiliation, his suffering, and his death on the cross. This devotion depicts, in the deepest sense, our worth in the eyes of God. It portrays that agape love that he has for us, the love that caused him to send his only Son into a world through his incarnation, the Word made flesh for us and our redemption. The gospel, according to John, reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is a consistent reminder of what was done for us over 2,000 years ago on a hill far away at Calvary through his passion. It is a reminder that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It is a reminder that he paid a debt he did not owe and paid a debt we could not pay. It is a reminder that no matter what we have done in thought, in word, and in deed, he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. For it was on this cross salvation was won. For it was on this cross sins were forgiven, and the words out of the book of the prophet Isaiah come into full view when it says, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall become like wool." This devotion of the Stations of the Cross reminds us that Jesus waits for us with outstretched arms and nail-pierced hands to receive us in his loving embrace. He waits for us to turn away from this sinful world. He calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and he calls us from death into life. As we today have journeyed with Jesus to Calvary, recognize he journeys with us each and every day as well. Amen.
Savior of the world, by your cross and precious blood, you have redeemed us. Save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death, and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And we pray that, as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love he may raise us to eternal joys, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. To Christ our Lord, who loves us and washed us in his own blood, and made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Stations of the Cross. We pray that this devotion has been a blessing to you. Stay tuned for our daily devotionals. A link will be provided on our diocesan page. Be blessed. Amen.